And don't, you know, why are you even here on Earth if you're not going to do something, right? Like, if you've got the information, if we've got this technology now, if we've got the ability to do things, why not do it? What else are you here for? You're here just to watch TV and eat chips and drink beer? Like, if that's what you want to do, okay, but why not do something with your life and make positive change in the world? And we all.
So we are joined now by a man who needs no introduction, Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante, also of Anarchapoco. So you guys can check that out at anarchapoco.com. I mean, I've talked about it in the last probably 10 videos I've done with all people from the conference, but Jeff gave an awesome talk today, and one of the things he talked about was how people just need to start going out there, start taking action, that if we all just sit around and don't talk to other people, well, then how do we ever expect our message to end up growing? So one thing I want Jeff to maybe talk about today is if he could, you know, because I know myself when I was a young guy, my early 20s, I mean, I guess still a young guy, when you find out the Federal Reserve's not federal, and you're basically your entire life's been turned upside down, it can be sort of a depressing, it's funny because the sun, I can't even see you right now, it can be sort of a depressing atmosphere. But because of today, with all the new technologies going on, can you kind of explain, or maybe kind of give some hope to the younger kids out there who might just be seeing, you know, learning all this stuff for the first time, and they might be getting depressed, and maybe kind of maybe talk a little about your journey and how, you know, the youth today, you know, can actually have some optimism for what's going on today.
Yeah, sure. When I first got into a lot of this stuff, and I went down the rabbit hole with the first thing was a Creature from Jekyll Island by Geordie Griffin. Then 9/11, I looked into that and looked into everything else afterwards. And I heard from a lot of people who've gone through similar sort of roads as this, that a lot of people get really depressed or upset or angry or depressed as they find out this information. But I actually wasn't like that. As I found out this information, I got really excited because I knew there was something wrong with all these situations. And when I found the real answers, I was just excited. Now, you can look at anything from any angle you want, right? You can look at, I found out all this information, now I'm depressed. Or you can go, I found out all this information, now I'm excited. So it's really your kind of choice. But there's really nothing to be scared about with any of these things. Really, we're just finding out what's really going on. And it's actually a really good thing, because a lot of things that have been going on here on Earth for at least the last few hundred years have been really bad. And we're starting to discover why those things have been happening, and now we have the opportunity to change them. And you brought up a little earlier about how it's really important to take action. If you just understand this information and you do nothing with it, nothing's really going to change in the world. But if everyone who understands what we're talking about starts to just take action, it could be anything like talking to friends, but talking in a good way, and that's a skill that a lot of people have to learn about, right? Or starting up a business that's in crypto or something, right? So getting involved. Or like Joby Weeks is a friend of mine who a few years ago he was in Colorado and he just started taking signatures down for a petition to decriminalize cannabis, and now pretty much the whole world, cannabis is becoming decriminalized. So he actually created that. I said in my speech as well, we have cryptos now and they have the power to take down governments and central banks, but if none of us spread crypto, they won't. Just the fact that cryptos exist doesn't mean central banks and governments are going to go away. But if we all tell people about it, you go to your landlord or you someone pays you and you say, why don't you pay me in Bitcoin? And they say, I don't have Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin? Or, for example, your landlord, you have a rent. You say, hey, why don't I pay you in Bitcoin? And if he doesn't know it, just spend a few minutes, get his phone going, get a wallet on his phone. And send them some Bitcoin, and you know, very quickly.
Unless the fees are $50, then send them something else.
Yeah, that was we got a heckler over here, but that issue was happened with Bitcoin, and that is an issue. And crypto is a constantly evolving sort of a thing. But yeah, absolutely, just sort of take action and don't. You know, why are you even here on Earth if you're not going to do something, right? Like, if you've got the information, if we've got this technology now, if we've got the ability to do things, why not do it? What else are you here for? You're here just to watch TV and eat chips and drink beer? Like, if that's what you want to do, okay, but why not do something with your life and make positive change in the world. And we all can. As I mentioned, Joby, he's changing the world. There's numerous people, half the people I know have changed the world, you know, and everyone can do it. But it's just taking those actions, taking those steps and just doing it. And a lot of people, for some reason, limit themselves too much and think, I can't do that. I don't think that's ever happened in my brain. I don't think I've ever said, I can't do that. So if you have that in your head, that's probably from like when you were in government indoctrination camps, the teacher telling you you're not good enough, or your mom or your dad. Those are actual programming in your head. Get that programming out of your head and get out there and change the world.
That's great. And for those of you who don't know Joby Weeks, you should definitely try to follow him on Facebook and all of his different adventures. I think it's Weeks Abroad is another one he has. And just a larger than life character. And actually, I met him at the Nexus Earth Conference. I think you were up there speaking as well. And I was actually so kind of motivated by everything he was doing, just the energy that he brings off, that he was actually one of the people that I told my first idea to about, you know, creating like a crypto IRA. And he actually told me not to do it. And then, which, you know, see people say I can and can't. And then like people sometimes says you can't do something. And then it made me want to do it. So just that funny little aside. But when it comes to, you see, like, what's blossomed here with, you know, with this fork of Anarchazona, and you see people just taking action and spreading. Like, I've seen some people saying, oh, well, I should maybe ask Jeff permission if I should go do this. And really, it's, no one should be taking orders from headquarters. I mean, just going out and doing something. You know, if you step on someone's toes and they ask you, you know, if politely not to do something, and, you know, then, you know, that's a whole nother issue. I don't want to, you know, bring up any other things that are going on currently. But, you know, what probably makes you most optimistic about what is sort of going on? And not that this is a movement, but, you know, what is giving you the most optimism? Is it seeing events like this? Is it seeing, you know, people who are status 5 years ago coming up to you and then saying, you know, hey, I watched a YouTube video of you 2 years ago and it helped change my life? Like, what are some of the positive experiences? Because if you're this average person out there watching this and you live, you know, in Wyoming and you've got no one else around and you feel like you're a libertarian or an anarchist and you don't, or you aren't exposed to something like Anarchapoco, where you go down there and, you know, you don't have to tell anybody about the Federal Reserve. You don't have to tell anybody about how central banking working. You don't have to tell anybody about, I mean, most people, not about cryptocurrency. It's just such an awesome vibe that for me, it's not necessarily about going there and seeing the speakers. It's really about, you know, really just networking with everyone else that's there. And it's just an experience like none other. I mean, I quit my job to go down there. I don't regret it at all. And, you know, what kind of makes you the most optimistic of everything that's going on now? Because it's just, you know, leaps and bounds compared to where things were just a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember when I first really started doing what I'm doing, Anarchast and the Dollar Vigilante, that was all around 2010. And even telling my partner at Dollar Vigilante, Ed Bugos, that we're going to call ourselves an anarcho-capitalist financial newsletter, he actually was like, we can't say that. And I said, why? He goes, because people are scared of anarchy. And I was like, well, let's change that, right? Now things are changing dramatically, and within just less than 10 years now, even Anarchapoco started 5 years ago, it was about 100 people, like this sort of size conference. It's doubled every year since, and even people like Jeffrey Tucker said, this is a crazy idea, it'll never work. Who's going to go in an anarchist conference, and especially in one of the most dangerous cities in Mexico, which is kind of funny, but it's really not. But seeing the changes, we're growing in exponentially. People are waking up every second of every day across the world. People have access to information now thanks to the internet. And you can't stop a good idea. And the idea that we're talking about here, if anyone's confused about what we're talking about, is that no one should be slaves. People should own themselves. That's not that crazy of an idea. But some people still have not heard this idea. And as people hear it and they start waking up, and especially as they see how bad all these collectivist status systems are, central banking, hyperinflation and depressions and recessions, and then they find out there's an actual alternative to it, people get excited and you can't actually stop that. So I don't know where this is going to go from here. I had no idea 5 years ago starting Anarchapoco that it would grow to this size and continue to be growing. Now there's forks all across the world, and a lot of people might think, oh, the, you know, aren't you afraid of that they're competing with Anarchapoco? No, I want to see these conferences everywhere in the world until the point where we don't even have to have these conferences anymore because we finally get rid of governments and central banks. So we'll see what happens. It's not going to be easy. And it really does matter that everyone takes part. As I said, if everyone just has this information or has crypto, but they don't do anything to tell other people about it or get involved and spread it, then it's not going to go anywhere. But as long as people continue to do that, this is basically unstoppable at this point.
Yeah, I mean, like Roger Ver is known as Bitcoin Jesus because he's going to everybody, spreading the word and giving them wallets. I mean, he wasn't the Bitcoin mime that's just sitting there, you know. Wasn't that fun? I can't put that on the spot. But, you know, you just can't just be out there just doing nothing and not spreading the word. And I guess one thing I also like to talk that you touched on in your speech was how there's, you know, if you aren't right with yourself, and how are you going to convince anybody else? So, I mean, if you're, you know, you've got your life in tatters and you're in shambles and you've got different habits that might not be necessarily great, how is anyone going to take, you know, this type of guy seriously? So can maybe talk about like your own maybe self-progression and how, you know, it's really important just to work on yourself before you can start, you know, trying to, you know, blame everything on some externality, like, oh, I can't be good because of the Fed. So that's why I'm going to do this.
Yeah, the title of my talk was This Freedom Thing is a Lot More Complicated Than I Thought. And the whole point of it was that when I first started about 10 years ago, I was just very focused on getting rid of central banks and governments. And what I found out during this journey is that even if central banks and governments disappeared 10 years ago when I was doing this, I would not have been happy because I was still a mess. I'm still actually a mess today, but I'm getting better and better, working on myself all the time. But there's a lot more to freedom than just getting rid of central banks and governments. If you have habits, as you mentioned, if you smoke, I smoke sometimes, if you drink or whatever it is, you know, these things in a way are enslaving you because they're kind of controlling you. So those are some things. And what else controls you is the thoughts in your mind that have been implanted there over your entire life. And everyone has these thoughts. I'm not good enough, or all these things. And these have actually been programmed into people from a very young age. And they actually come to believe that that's actually true. And so you have to get rid of that too. And so there's a lot of self-work, therapies, sometimes psychedelics help, all kinds of things can help to get, you know, just get better, with yourself, and including physical body as well. Because of course, if you're ill and you have a disease or you're sick, you can't do anything. So you have to take care of, it's sort of the basics. It's kind of funny you have to kind of say this, but like, take care of your body. That's the temple, right? Take care of your mind, and take care of yourself. And those are three different things. Sort of like the Trinity, as they call in Christianity, is those three things. And they're actually quite separate things, but you all have to kind of work together. But if you can get all those things going well, then you can, you'll be a lot happier. And when you're a lot happier, people notice that and they start asking why you're happy, and then they start listening to you more. So if you're, you know, a disaster, you're a mess, you got nothing going good in your life, and you're trying to convince people about cryptos or libertarianism, they're not going to listen to you too much because they're like, well, why should I listen to this guy? This guy doesn't have his stuff together. So a big part of it is fixing yourself. And in many ways, you create your own reality too. So the more you can do all those things, the more, as you change somehow, I don't know how it all works, but the world changes. So it's all connected. We're obviously all connected. I don't know how it all works, but you know, really focusing on yourself. So when we first started in Acapulco, everyone was just like angry about the government. And now pretty much every speaker talks about changing yourself to change the world. And I think that's truly the case. And I think more people just need to know that they can change themselves. And as they do that, they can change the world.
Yeah, no, that is great. And I guess the last thing I want to end on is for, you know, maybe the younger person that's going out there, they're trying to just get started. Maybe they're trying to create a YouTube page or a Facebook page. Would you even, with all the shadow banning that's going on, even encourage them to go down that route? Or what are some tips and tricks that you'd give to someone that's just starting off now that you know, maybe sort of pitfalls, whether it's, you know, collecting emails or doing something? Like, what some of the advice to someone that's just starting off, you know, besides just going out there and doing it? Because I'm a nobody. I wasn't a natural interviewer. I mean, I suck at interviewing people. I don't know. But, you know, you just go out there and you do it and you get a little following, and, you know, no one, you know, it's not like the first time, you know, Babe Ruth ever went to bat, you know, he's hitting home runs. You've got to practice, and you've got to fail your way to success. And I think I was at a conference I think it was actually Will Smith, of all people, who said, you know, basically, no one, you know, succeeds their way to the top. You basically fail your way to the top. And not that, you know, you want to strive to fail, but, you know, what would you kind of advice you give to the younger person out there maybe trying to create some content? And, you know, now that we're in this different realm of shadow banning and all sorts of nonsense that's going on, what kind of words of wisdom would you give to them?
Well, first of all, I'd say not everyone has to be a YouTuber, right? Everyone has their own skills and abilities, but it definitely doesn't hurt to have more and more people out there talking and putting out good content. And if you look back at the first episode of Anarchast, go look at Anarchast episode 1. I can't look at it. I was that bad. I was like, hello. I'm still not that comfortable on camera, but after doing it thousands of times, you just get better and better and more comfortable at it. As far as advice to people trying to put out content, just do it. There's going to be lots of roadblocks if you're trying to spread information that is against the matrix or the system. You know all about shadow banning on YouTube and all that, but there's also decentralized platforms now. Just get your stuff out there and just keep going. I've some of my good friends are people that you know, like Josh Sigerson of World Alternative Media and Luke Radowski of We Are Change, and I've seen them get hammered, demonetized, and they somehow find a new way to survive, and they actually get better because of it. In many ways, them throwing all these things at us just makes us stronger. And it's just the key, just to never stop. Just keep going. There's always going to be ways around them trying to stop us. And in the process of learning how to get around everything they throw in front of us, you become much better and stronger. So, again, it's just get out there and do it. So many people, I hear it all the time. It's like, oh, maybe next year I'll start something. It's like, just do it. Learn on the fly. No one's ever had a YouTube video that the very first video they made was really perfect. it's usually hundreds or thousands of them until they get really good at it. So, you have to just, get out there. And, what I found when I first started, when you have a very small audience, even zero, you put out the first video, and it's kind of scary, right? Because you've never done it before. Most people are actually pretty good because they're like, oh, there's only five people who even know what this is, and he's trying, he's doing a good job, they're quite supportive. And then something funny happens. Once you get a certain size, all these trolls come in and they start like hammering you, like you're an idiot and all that kind of stuff. And that's another thing too. You eventually have to learn to just ignore all the noise and all of the people that will try to, stop you basically. But again, that makes you stronger. That's something I learned in the last couple years, how to deal with all the, I don't know what the word is, like just the people trying to, stop me, like troll me or, attack me and all that kind of stuff. And eventually, Ernie Hancock sitting over there, Freedom's Phoenix.
And sometimes it's even fellow anarchists, fellow libertarians who are throwing the most daggers because you're not doing it good enough. And it's like, well, then good, you go do it better then.
Yeah, absolutely. But that actually has really made me so much of a stronger person. There's nothing anyone in the world can say now that would ever hurt me because I've gone through everything now, right? But it was tough. But in a way, it's made me a much better person. So, just by doing stuff, you will always succeed in one way or another. Maybe your YouTube channel won't succeed, but you will have learned a lot in that process, and it'll make you a better person.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, necessity is the mother of all innovation or invention. And what we see here is while they're shadow banning people, while they're cutting off access to this and that and all the different information, that there's going to be ways out there. And we've got, the poster child of it right here with Ernest Hancock, of when he talks about IPFS and different ways where the power structure is screwed, because now the information is going to be out there. There's no way they're going to be able to stop it. And they're going to say, you know what, we really wish we just kept everybody in our, Facebook corral where we had it gamed 99% of the time, and somehow, the other team ended up winning, even though the other team is still really kind of controlled by the same team, but it wasn't in control as much as what they would like. And what I'm talking about is, Trump getting elected. And so now we've got to, shut down everything. And to a lot of the times, the people that are getting demonetized and shadow banned weren't even Trump supporters. A lot of times it's people that are anti-war, just people that are putting out any information that the system doesn't want them putting out. So I actually think it's be quite optimistic, maybe not in the next, 2 years or so, but once we start getting systems where the old system doesn't even matter anymore, they're really going to wish, I truly, in my heart of hearts, think that they're going to wish that they didn't end up messing with this, because there's people that are far smarter than, you or I here who are on it, who know how to do this stuff, and then it just takes, more adoption. So I am pretty optimistic, and a lot of this has been spawned by Anarchapoco, so I definitely recommend people go check out anarchapoco.com. You guys can follow Jeff at either the Dollar Vigilante Facebook page, his own Facebook page at Jeff Berwick, or is there any other ways that people can get a hold of you?
I'm all over the place, so you can probably find me anywhere, but those are the main ones, yeah.
All right, well, thank you for everything you've done, and thank you for your interview today.